21 back in from recess, right?
DOE 21 is... we're back from recess. At...
445. All right. Sir, who are you... What one are you here for?
Herb Lee on the property reassessment appeal.
Okay. Oh, okay, he came in person. All right, very good. If you could just give us a minute for Mr. Akers to get back in here from his vehicle. That's BOE-17. Yes. Herb, you can approach if you would.
Sir.
You have anything? Go ahead and come on up to the podium. And
I'm going to go ahead and go up to the podium. Somebody was passionate last time around and kind of crunched the microphone.
So okay. Thank you.
This is the last one on the page. Herb Lee, bat 2021-17. So, Mr. Lee, if you want to go ahead and share, did you get your stuff in order?
Well, so the appreciate you taking time to listen to this.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
I got my appraisal. And it was just shortly after we bought the place. We bought it in November of 2020. And you see what I paid for it, $375. That also included the real estate commission or realtor's fee and furnishing. But that's what I paid for it. And so I feel that the you have it appraised at $443,100. I feel the appraisal is too high.
And you just bought this November?
Yes, sir. November 18 or 19, I can't tell you the exact.
So 374, 589, 12, and the current value that we have here is 443, or the appraised value that the county had on it was 443,100. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, and you just had a November settlement statement.
I've got more if you need them.
You're fine. I mean that's within our purview to accept.
I would. I just run out of time. I was lowering all the condos that I could. We just ran out of time. But
okay.
If they have a statement from 2020 that he just bought it.
Sure. So this
that's
is one.
Fair, I think.
Very good. I make a motion that we accept Mr. Lee's appeal at 374,589,12.
It was really 375. I don't know why the 489 was 374. That had to be.
Yeah.
Oh, that was. I had paid some earnest money down on it, but
375.
375. We're not fussed over pennies, though.
I make a motion that we accept his appeal at 375.
Wait a second. He said his furniture's included. I only do buildings.
Oh, furniture's not very expensive. Used furniture. So
is that where the 374 came
from? No, it was just the final thing. We have a motion.
I mean, isn't furniture usually counted like about 20,000 in those high-end condos?
Okay, so we should drop another 20,000 off.
Well, I would take anything you.
I got you. Okay.
I'm listening to anything it accepts.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
was it furnished when you bought it?
Yes, sir. It was furnished. We've used some of the furniture. Some of it we had to get rid of, but yes, it was furnished.
Sure.
Would you like to withdraw?
We had.
I will withdraw my motion.
Put it to 355.
All right.
However much, I don't know how much furniture usually adds.
The assessor,
okay.
I mean, it's up in the air. I make a motion that we adjust his value to 355. That's 355,000.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Lee, thank you for coming to the great town of Forsyth.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming to the east side.
Do what?
The east side of Taney County. Even though it's really in the middle of Taney County, but if you live in Branson, it's the east side of Taney County.
Is that where we're at? Yeah. We're on the east side?
You're on the east side of Taney County. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
It's really the middle, but it's really, yeah.
Still trying to figure out all of this. We just moved up.
It is Eastern. Well, I live way over there. It's the Eastern Commissioner District, so.
Thank you all.
Yeah, appreciate thank you. We always say the further east you go, the better the people are. But don't tell Brandon Williams that, okay? Don't tell Brandon Williams that. All right.
We got two more in-persons. Are they not here?
They're just not here. Well, we're running a little bit early, so.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. It's, well, it's just...
I can try calling back the Hanays. We're on BOE dash 21-1 and 21-3.
3 and 4, right?
3 and 4. Sorry, 2021-3, 2021-4, Mark and Debbie Hanay.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, this is Jeff Reynolds from Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
I'm having lunch, but can I call you back for...
Or when would be a good time for me to give you a phone call? We're running a bit early. We tried calling you a little bit ago, but.
Okay.
30 minutes? Hour?
Yeah, 10 minutes. 15 minutes would be fine.
Okay, we'll give you a call in about 15 minutes.
You got it.
All right, thank you. Bye. Does that work? 15 minutes ish?
I just think if I wanted my property lowered, I'd.
Yeah, set your line. I think this particular one is not a lower; it's a classification or question. So.
Well, and he may have some.
Who knows?
It must have been a really good lunch. He's in Bentonville area, so it's probably pretty Rogers. That's he's probably in a nice
probably
place.
Having lunch with one of the Tysons.
Yeah, or the Waltons. Waltons or Tysons. Yeah. That's not a stereotype.
Jeff, can I make a? A motion for discussion?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So in light of Mr. Rush this morning, I was going to make a motion that we give the same discount to anybody that had a 1-4 family residence in Riverside Estates that was in a flood plain. for the same.
But isn't that the condos at the boardwalk? You're doing the whole boardwalk.
That, is it Riverside Estates? We're in
Oh, just Riverside Estates?
Yeah, we're in go back to Hollister, Riverside Estates.
We're talking about residences, not people that have built above the floodplain or apartments. We're just talking about residences right now. And some of these that were underwater, we were talking, you know, it could be more, but they'd have to come in. I mean, we're just trying to do a minimum for the floodplain.
Okay, but if they build it on stilts or something, I'm still going to give floodplain.
It is in a floodplain still. I mean, even if it is on stilts, I mean, I've sold some on stilts in a floodplain, and they have to have a certain level of flood insurance. I mean, some of them are more built to FEMA standards, but I've had guys' cars buried in water, and it still affects the value of it, for sure.
But are we talking about just down there on that estate? That was what you were limited to for now?
Riverside Estates, 1-4 family, exempt, a commercial property.
So, yeah, it's residence. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
And what discount are we did you state the discount?
It's same as we did last 1025, is that right?
The same that Mr. Rush got. Was it 25%?
You gave him 25%. And so nobody can come after us with class action lawsuits or anything, because I promised the commissioners I would not get us in lawsuits.
We're a citizen board. I making the decisions based on the best information we've got. So I don't think the county has any concerns about that.
We've made a lot of judgments over the course of years and never had a.
They can appeal to the tax commission.
Yeah.
Which is,
I don't know why it would be, but yeah. At any rate, yes. So 25%. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion stands.
And for only Riverside Estates.
That's the motion is limited to right now.
So can we go into the books for 22, or how do we do that so that we can lower everybody in there then?
Does anybody know how that can be done?
If the books are closed,
2022 is not closed. 2021 is.
So can we only apply this to 2022 then? Unless somebody quickly gets in here?
We will have to get this motion to Brett or Ulrich so they can do the mass 25% on all those properties down there.
I don't know why we couldn't do it on 2021.
For the 2021 properties, we'll have to send that motion to Ulrich.
Okay,
and
they can
do a mass, they'll do the mass lowering of all those properties down there.
That sounds good.
If they can, they can.
So we don't have to do anything.
In the past, when we've had things like that.
Okay, that's good. All right.
In the past, we've taken, say, Emerald Point and addressed all of those, because those in the past and still are, you know, from what they were sold for of $100,000 back in whenever, some of you guys were probably out there, giving them classifications and, but the BOE has addressed those, Branson Hills,
terrain like that. Yeah.
Yes, it has. Oh, well, yeah, that's a whole can of worms, Emerald Point. So
you don't want to buy a lot in a sinkhole?
I wouldn't mind a lot in Emerald Point. It's just, the $100,000 it takes to build and, to get it up speed to build. But sometimes. All right, so we're going to call Mark and Debbie back here in a bit, but let's see what else we got for a teleconference. Pine Woods Village.
Do you know if any of these in persons that were on the schedule have already contacted your office and withdrawn their Or do we know why they're...
They have to contact his office, not mine.
Oh.
I don't have that authority.
Wesley, on the in-persons that we're not seeing for this afternoon, have they withdrawn?
I have not received any of